it's important to make the right decisions, like when to go for it on fourth down, or when to kick the field goal, or go for the touchdown. It's also important to make the right insurance decisions, too. That's why my office, Trey McAdams State Farm, is here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Our office will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect when the unexpected happens. With Trey McAdams State Farm, it's easy to make the right call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud sponsor of the Tennessee Vols.
Call this one a dress rehearsal, because after Winthrop this afternoon is SEC play in UConn the rest of the way. And for Coach Kim Caldwell's team, being the stronger, more physical team continues to be a work in progress. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass on Full Disclosure. So where does being the more physical team show up in games? Well, most notably, it's the rebounding category. And through 11 games this season, Tennessee continues to struggle in the rebounding battle. Only five times this season has the margin been wider than 10, and it's coming against teams like Western Carolina and UT Martin. Against Florida State, it was only 11, thanks to a disastrous third quarter that swung a lot of those numbers and momentum in the Seminoles' way. And that continues to reinforce a message that Caldwell continues to reiterate, that they're just going to have to lose that battle before they realize they need to trust her and believe her, that that's an area that needs great improvement. And one player that could see a lot of improvement and needs a lot of improvement is Jillian Hollingshead. Through 11 games this season, she only has 29 rebounds on the season, which is ninth best on the team, though she does only average 13.7 minutes per game, and that's also ninth on the team. But at 6'5", she should be winning a lot more of these battles.
She looked really good the last couple games of being up in the front of the press. She's playing hard, but I think her rebound numbers for her size are really low.
Now, two numbers where Caldwell is encouraged are the assists and turnovers, specifically with Samara Spencer, who leads the team with 61 assists while just committing 16 turnovers. And right there behind her is Talasia Cooper with 41 assists on the season. Now, only twice this season has an opponent shared the ball better. So Samara being able to see and find her teammates has been a key part to the team's success.
People love playing with her, and that's a testament to her, too, because she didn't start the season that way. She was turning it over a lot in our scrimmages, a lot at the beginning of the year, and she's just kind of found her pace and found her role and gotten a lot better at that.
Now, as far as this dress rehearsal is concerned this afternoon against Winthrop, who's coached by LVFL's Samika Randall-Lay, they're a tough team. They play really well in transition, they drive to the rim pretty efficiently, and they'll test the Lady Vols greatly in their ability to switch up their defense. But beyond winning those battles, or at least one of those battles, Coach Kim Caldwell is looking for sustained urgency from her team today.
Just playing with more of a sense of urgency, because it's time now to really see where we stand. And we will meet on that when we get back after this game.
And by the end of the game, Caldwell wants her team to be the more physical, stronger team, because she knows that'll be key once they enter conference play. After this afternoon's game, I will also have a post-game report. So definitely make sure you're subscribed and tuned in for later this evening for a hopeful 12-0 start for the Lady Vols. I'll be back in a few hours.